my island, Tuvalu, means eight. Valu means eight because it's eight atolls in the group that occupied with people. So I come from the smallest of the eight. I remember 15, 20 years ago, to go in the lagoon in my island, you see turtles floating there. It's all tame. Today, not even one turtle you see there. I don't know where they don't disappear to. Those days, there's so many seaweed growing. They're so close to the shore, to the beach. Now they all disappear. So these are the things that really I see it's changing. That island is disappeared in Tuvalu. That king tide in Tuvalu is definitely is a lot higher than it used to be. There was a Tuvaluan guy just arrived last week. I picked him up from the airport, and he said he was there when this king tide hit, and he said he never seen anything like that in his life. 10, 20 meter waves, higher than Tuvalu. And normally when they break, it break outside before they hit the shore. But this time they break right on top of the island. That's where the island was covered in water. 1.5 meters water. So this is quite dangerous. And as I said to Wendy, I traveled the whole of Australia when I was working with the insurance company, especially Queensland. I know more about the outback than most Australian people. Because the last 10 years of my life in here, I traveled the whole of Queensland outback. And farmers tell me that things are changing. So I remember when I first came here, it wasn't hot like this. So this is something that we need to really look carefully through it and try and tell our government what we can do to ease this problem. Wednesday night, my Bible study. After the Bible study, we talk about the environment. And well, this is like a theme. I always close my Bible study with it. And I said to them, I don't mind a factory like Anna that making biscuits. When I go and play golf at Virginia, I see smoke coming up from the tower and the smell can't make me want to eat. I said, that's okay, because we need to eat, we need food to eat. But I really dispute countries that pumping gas to the air, creating weapons. Because I believe, why should we, what's war? What's good in that? I don't like that. So I often said to my wife, look at this. The other day we saw a program on television. All these people in America living off the streets. And this is the superpower of the world we call the superpower. Why people dying on the street, hungry? Why homeless? And yet millions of dollars spent on weapons. On weapons. Same thing in here. If we are not careful, we ended up like America. So this is a good time for us to remind that small Johnny that weapon is not important. The lives of the people are more important. So, I mean, in a country like Australia, you need money to survive. Tuvalu, you don't need money. This is what I've been preaching to them all the time when I was there. If you plant your plantation, you go fishing, you eat good and fresh food all the time. If you want to poison your stomach, go and buy a Coca-Cola and drink it. Before, hardly anyone in Tuvalu died of cancer. Today, most of the cases that cannot be cured in Tuvalu are cancer cases. And if they eat their local food, what they grow in the plantation, they pull out, cook, they eat it fresh. Now they want to live like us in here. So this is another thing that I try to educate the people into. Well, in here you don't have money, you live on the street. You can't pay your rent, the landlord will kick you out. In there you don't worry about money if you want to live like a Tobaluan. Yes, you may be poor, no money, but you, what you eat are fresh from the garden. And you live a healthy life.